WERS 88.9 FM and online at WERS.org. It's live music week right now. My name's Ben Pease. We have Juliana Hatfield live in studio of Some Girls, the Blake Babies, and Juliana Hatfield fame. She's got her album, Made in China came out last year, and she's actually got an EP with Frank Smith that she's going to play a song from, and we can talk about that in a minute.
All right. It's called 364.
WERS 88.9 FM and online at WERS.org. Juliana Hatfield live in the studio. That's a song, 364. It's going to be on the new EP with Frank Smith.
Yeah, it's a joint. It's me and Frank Smith together on an EP.
So every song is you and him singing together. You have like a couple
They're backing me up on songs I wrote, yeah.
Now that one, 360, is that like almost a full year? You have that one day to yourself or something? What's the...
Exactly, you totally got it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, first guess, I nailed it. It's usually the other way around. I'm completely incorrect. And so you've got this thing going on with Frank Smith where you made your own label now.
I have my own label, which is called Ye Olde Records.
Oh, nice.
And it's a... the Frank Smith... Juliana EP is going to be the first release that's not just me, you know.
Right.
And I'm also going to be putting out the next Frank Smith album in May. I'm tuning my guitar right as I'm trying to talk. But yeah, the EP is going to be coming out in late spring.
Mm-hmm.
And
and the Frank Smith one you said is going to be May 29th, which we think, we don't have a calendar in front of us, is the day after Memorial Day. Because Memorial Day is always the Monday.
Yeah, is that what you think? I have no idea when Memorial Day is.
No, I always thought it was towards the end, because I remember in high school, you always look forward to that day off, because it was kind of near the end of school, you know, and you needed that break.
Right. Sorry, I'm tuning.
Okay, no rush. And
do you want to talk about the live album?
Yeah, so you've got this live album called The White Broken Line, and that's you released that also on your own label as well.
Yes, that came out as a limited edition release.
And it's nice to hear that through your website, julianahatfield.com, it's sold out.
Yeah, but we're doing a second pressing, and it's going to be available soon in more different places.
Right, so you can still get it on Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, and I think there's probably some still at Newbery Comics.
Oh, so if you're in the Boston area, yeah, head on down to Newbery there and pick it up. All right, so you want to go into another song?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song that's actually on the live album. This is a song that came out on an album a few years ago. It's called Choose Drugs.
WERS 88.9 FM and online at WERS.org. Juliana Hatfield live in studio as part of Live Music Week. She just performed the song Choose Drugs, which, from if you only heard the title, you probably think it's like an anti-dare song, you know, like,
right.
But really,
which
it's
is kind of right, kind of same on the same
wavelength
is dare.
Yeah,
sort of.
Well, it's more, this is I guess not from the perspective, but the story about a kind of dirtbag guy who's making the wrong choices.
Dirtbag boyfriend.
Yeah. Exactly. And is that song on the live album?
It is on the live album, yeah. It's also on an album called beautiful creature that came out a while ago.
Very nice, very nice. And your album that last came out, Made in China.
Yeah.
That one was kind of seemed like quite a personal album, kind of a reaction against what the kind of industry does to you.
It's kind of an angry, frustrated, hopeless album, I think. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just about the commercialization of art and everything these days, but it was also just kind of rage and frustration about just culture these days, mm-hmm. I think, and how everything's just so
overhyped or
chewed up and spat out really quickly. Mm-hmm. Everything's a commodity, you know, and sometimes it's hard to make art in that kind of an environment. Mm-hmm.
So you found that making that album kind of helped you get through that? Do you feel like you can make stuff now without that burden on your shoulders? Or?
It's always a problem trying to mix art and commerce. It's hard to resolve for me, but mm-hmm. it's always going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But now that I don't have a really big audience, it's kind of easier to just do my thing.
Right.
And not there's so much not pressure. As much scrutiny.
Yeah.
I'm tuning again.
Okay, no problem.
I have one more song that's in another tuning. But I think I'm going to do another song from the Frank Smith Juliana EP.
Okay, yeah, definitely. You said that's coming. There's not a specific date.
No,
for that
I think
yet.
It's going to come out around the time the Frank Smith album comes out, like around late May, early June. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
This is what live music is all about, right? You need to.
So dead air. You gotta get things right. About.
And you can also, you ready? Go ahead.
I was just going
to keep blabbering. Let's say you can go to myspace.com/Juliana Hatfield. You have two songs up there right now.
Right. And there'll be more soon. Okay. I went to Sweden last November. And I toured Sweden. And I was playing the song. And I finally recorded it. And then it's called On Your Mind. So this was dedicated to all the Swedes. Yesterday, where
and I
ERS, 88.9 FM, and online at WERS.org. Thank you very much for coming in today, Juliana.
Thanks for having me.
And for everyone out there listening, you can pick up Juliana Hatfield's live album, The White Broken Line. It's available at Newbery Comics and Amazon.com. Sold out through her website, though. And also look forward to an EP she's doing with Frank Smith, released on your own record label, Ye Old Records.
Yeah, it's called Juliana Hatfield and Frank Smith Sitting in a Tree,
Oh, wow. Well, we'll let everyone else imagine
exactly
where it goes. So we'll get back to the music here on WERS 88.9 FM.